Dad stands in my doorway. You ready?
I'll be there in a minute. Go ahead without me.
He pauses. Cal will need you, Toby. His words are slow and deliberate, and I know he wants to add, you better be there. But he turns and leaves. As soon as I hear the front door shut, I walk to my dresser. Over 200 soldiers stand ready for battle. I knock one over, then another, and then another, one at a time, until no soldiers are standing. A minute later, I look out from our front porch. The sky is gray and lightning strikes through the clouds. A hearse from Landry's funeral home is parked outside the McKnights. The walk to the church should only take a few minutes, but I drag out my bike from the garage and hop on. And instead of turning right toward the church, I turn left, lean into the wind, and ride. I jump sidewalk curbs and skim corners on the turns. My bike and I become one, and we don't stop until we are in front of the Bowl-O-Rama. A sign posted on the door reads, "Closed due to funeral." I stare at my reflection in the glass and watch Wiley Womack's golf cart pull up behind me. "Hey, Wiley," I say, turning to face him. Wiley's hair is smoothed back neatly in a ponytail, and he wears a wrinkled suit with a daisy tucked